ESPN 93.5, Sunny 95.3.
Yeah, Mondays and Fridays, 7:30 to 8. We wait to hear what Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka have to say. Have to say about what? Everything. Mm-hmm. Johnny's in New Orleans. Johnny.
Hey, CJ. Good morning.
Mike Ditka in Chicago. Coach, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We begin with the NBA draft.
So many experts were expecting a center to go first. Instead,
the Cleveland Cavaliers select Anthony Bennett of Toronto, Canada, and the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
The 20-year-old power forward introduced on ESPN by NBA Commissioner David Stern, running his last draft before retiring next winter. The draft had President Obama's attention in Senegal, a country that produced
Borje Dieng, who is an outstanding big man, and maybe the Bulls will get him. So.
But Dieng went to Minnesota after being selected by Utah. In New York, Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
Well, it's kind of a mini lottery, Mike. All those kids in the first round are millionaires, so a big deal. But, boy, you never know what happens in a draft. First time a Canadian's picked number one.
Yeah, it you know, I didn't follow it as carefully as probably as you guys did. I wasn't paying that much attention to it, but you know, I did a thing. I was happened to be with Bo Jackson last night at a function, and he said something really interesting. I thought was terrific. He said, "You know, I didn't play baseball or football for the love of football or baseball." I said, "I played for the money." He said, "I'm just telling you the truth," and he was very honest about it. You know, he Yale Sears and I and he did a thing, and they did it for their charities, and I did it for Gridiron Grace. But Bo is really an interesting guy. He speaks very well, and I thought he had great thoughts. And then when he said that, I said, you know, it's nice to see somebody say the truth once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, I don't know if that's true of everybody, Mike.
No, it's not. No, I'm just saying at that time. But Bo was honest. I mean, yeah. He was. He said, I loved them, he said, but I did it for the money.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
And
well, that's quite an athlete. That sounds like quite a gathering there.
Gale Sayers, Mike Ditka, Bo Jackson, come on.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's a heck. How's Gale looking?
Gale looks terrific. He's thin, but he looks really good. And, you know, and I was saying, you know, these two guys, without injury, could have went on to be two of the great. Well, they were two of the greats of all time.
Yeah.
You know, great is just a word people use. But Gale only played 6 years. I mean, he was the best kick returner and the punt returner I've ever seen. A great running back. In today's game, he would have caught probably 100 passes coming out of the backfield.
Mm-hmm.
Or flanked out. I mean, that's what he was. And,
as good
you know,
as
Gale's
football,
not a
small
guy.
In the left,
he's a 6 foot
field.
One guy, 6 foot two guy.
He could throw the ball about 3 feet off the ground to home plate from the wall.
Bo Jackson, yeah. Was Bo Jackson better at baseball or football?
Well, that's a good question. I think he made the right decision because he made more money at baseball.
Yeah.
But this guy was a great football player until he got hurt. And both of them, their careers were cut short by injury, period.
Right.
Well, I tell you what, isn't that the case? So, I mean, you're a knee away from ending everything. These
absolutely. It's just that, and that's why, you know, the rewards are great, but the risk is great, too.
Yeah. Wow, great gathering. So did you raise a lot of money for Gridiron Greats?
I don't think we raised a lot, but I think we raised a lot of awareness.
Yeah.
And I think they did, too, because both their charities are for, you know, helping young kids, you know, mentoring young kids to get on the right path in life and in the inner city, and it's really good.
Yeah. All right. So Gridiron Greats is essentially something you've advocated for quite a while, Mike. It's about the old guys that you know suffer these injuries. They don't have any money to pay for some of the medical, and the league really hasn't done a lot with this, right?
Well, it's getting better. The league's trying. I mean, you know, it's hard to say that the league's totally wrong. I think that some of these guys have slipped through the crack. I think the league has become more aware about it. There's more programs in place to help them. The Gridiron Greats have helped a lot of people, hundreds of guys, whether it be financially or medically or whatever. But we've helped a lot of people because a lot of people are willing to help when they find out somebody needs help.
Yeah.
So that's what it comes down to. You got to make people aware of it. If you make them aware of it, they usually pitch in and help.
You know, we're very proud of the fact George Halas graduated here from Champaign-Urbana. I think at some point, Mike, maybe we ought to create some sort of a Gridiron Greats in honor of this being kind of the place George Halas went to school. We ought to create something in Champaign, Johnny, sometime to raise money and awareness for and have a big deal right here in Champaign-Urbana for crying.
Well, and I'll tell you, Mike's done a lot on that issue, too.
Well, it's not got to do with it. You know, there's a need. I mean, some of these guys, you know, maybe some of them probably brought some of them on themselves, but a lot of them didn't. A lot of them really didn't. And the injuries are mounting, and then, you know, this concussion thing is getting, especially later on in life, the guys that have had severe concussions are having a lot of problems, you know. I mean, you, the more you look at people, anywhere you look, you see it happening now. And, you know, I mean, a lot of guys, Jim's having, McMahon's having problems. I mean, there's
problems.
A lot of guys having problems.
And sometimes, too, Mike, and of course, there's the finance part of it and the physical part of it. And some of the guys who probably should have a little more money than they do don't. And then they start getting hit with these physical problems as they get older, and they don't have the money.
Well, a lot of that is the problem of the NFL Players Association, because sometimes you're fighting for the wrong things. And I think that it's important that you fight for the present players, but that you fight for the former players, too, because they're the ones that made this league what it is.
No question. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, ESPN 93.5, and Sonny 95.3, Big Dane, Chicago for the Blackhawks.
Security will be tight at today's Blackhawks parade and rally with uniformed and undercover Chicago police, along with bomb-sniffing dogs. Large bags and backpacks will be searched at the rally. After the team's win over the Bruins Monday night, this fan made his plans.
Looking to get out early. We're going to spend the whole day outside, and we're going to celebrate like we never celebrated before.
At the last celebration parade 4 years ago, over 2 million Blackhawks fans showed up here in downtown Chicago. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
Mike, that's going to be something up there today.
Well, it's, I hope everybody is well intended, because I'm afraid some of them aren't. They're just excuse to get blasted.
But, I'll tell you, 2 million.
The Blackhawks, I mean, and I was telling somebody earlier, I was talking to somebody, I watched a soccer game yesterday between Spain and Italy. And I am totally amazed at how good a conditioned athletes they are. And the hockey players are the same way. These guys give you everything they got for the time they're on the ice. It's unbelievable the conditioning of these athletes and how good they really are. And the Blackhawks, it was special. You know, I was around when Stan and Bobby won and how great that team was. And but these guys today, they got a lot of good players, and they're really good.
Well, by the time we got to game 7, Mike, you had me watching them. And
it was game 6, actually.
It was game 6, exactly.
One of my managers at the restaurant says, he said, Blackhawks will win 2-1. And I said, what do you mean? He said, they'll win 2-1. And I said, okay, we'll see. And that would have been the score until they had you're right. They had the empty netter, didn't they?
They scored two goals in 17
seconds.
Unbelievable.
17 seconds.
With only a minute to go.
Yeah.
A minute something to go.
It was pretty amazing.
Unreal.
I mean, you can say it's luck whether it hits the goalpost or not, but, you know, they're pretty good.
I tell you what.
You think it's luck, Steven. If you watch the slow motion replay, these guys are actually got their sticks working.
Yeah. That stick control, John, you hit it right on the button. It's amazing that you can take that little round puck with that stick and control it.
Here's what I really don't understand, Johnny, and we've both known guys, and Mike, you've known guys, that can drink at 7 in the morning. How do they do that? They're going to be drunk? Wow.
Well, it's going to be interesting, believe me.
Oh, man. 7:44, Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, ESPN 93.5. And the new Sunday 95.3. Switching to immigration, the Senate passes a bill that is loaded with stuff. You've got lobbyists for resorts, the nanny agencies, Alaska seafood specials. It reads like a Christmas list for Halliburton, casino kickbacks for Harry Reid. It's loaded. Let's listen to Senator Barack Obama before he became president.
I'll make our government open and transparent so that anyone can ensure that our business is the people's business. Justice Louis Brandeis once said, sunlight is the greatest disinfectant. And as president, I'm going to make it impossible for congressmen or lobbyists to slip pork barrel projects or corporate welfare into laws when no one's looking. Because when I'm president, meetings where laws are written will be more open to the public, no more secrecy. That's a commitment I make to you as president.
Uh-huh, Johnny.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
What would you say that was? I mean, if you didn't know anything, would you say it was a lie?
No, I think that it,
or
to me,
truth?
Mike, I think that's an example
of hypocrisy. What is it?
It's experience. No clue what he's talking about.
Yeah,
absolutely no idea what it takes, and the fact that that would be impossible to do.
Well,
and,
but it is very disappointing in our political system to see these yokels just mistrust the American, the trust of the American public when they get into office.
Well, and it's both sides, Johnny. You got Republicans.
Yep, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
No, it's not going to change because they won't. Well, I don't know how you could change it.
Well, how about line item veto? Line item veto.
Well, you can do that as president. All you have to do is veto the bill. So yeah. As long as it's in, I'm vetoing it. And I don't know what you'd pass at 66%. I guess what did the Senate immigration bill finally end up with?
It was like 68 votes, but
defeated a veto.
Well, the House isn't going to even take that up. They're building their own bill, and then of course it'll be spun like the Republicans don't care about Hispanics. That's the way that'll work. So
right.
I'm glad.
I hope they hold the line. I hope we send more Republicans to Congress. The truth of the matter is that the immigration is important, and that. We talked about this on Monday, that they do need to secure the border, seriously secure the border, and I think we can deal with it from there. But if it's not going to solve the problem of illegal immigration, Mike, then just simply addressing those that are here doesn't really do much of anything except cost more money. And it's not fair to the people. I know dozens, Steve, who have gone through the real process, and it's meaningful, but it's not trivial, and it takes a lot of work. And you're just going to hand out citizenships when so many are waiting to get it correctly, mm-hmm. and when so many have worked so hard to put some meaning into it? I think that has to be addressed. But it's mainly shut the border down, and then we've got a finite problem.
Yeah. Well, and the other side says they are shutting the border down. That's what they say. So.
Well, we know that they haven't had any way of doing that with the bill.
Well, they're going to hire more people to guard the border.
But that doesn't solve the problem. We find out in our government we hire people to do a lot of things that the job never gets done. And it may not get done in that area either. You know, there's some big borders. I mean, so we're going to hire this many more. You really think that can still cover those borders? If those people want to get in, they'll find a way to get in. The laws have to deal with people once they get in here. And, you can say whether, and it's got nothing to do with Hispanic or anything else. It's got to do with they're illegally in this country. And they become, they kind of usurp what's going on in this country, and they pay nothing for it.
Why the rush, Johnny? Why are we rushing to do all this without reading it again?
Well, I guess he gained momentum. I think there's been some momentum, and I think the Democrats are kind of on a roll with this method of just, you know, push it through, and Obama's behind him all the way. So I think they're...
And if it does go through, then it'll be, this great thing that he did. You know, this is a great accomplishment with immigration. Well, that's a bunch of crap. Unless it's done right, it ain't worth it.
Well, and they're also saying what a great thing he did with health care, and I think
that's real good.
Well,
too.
And health care is going to cost less. Remember,
but people don't know, John. I mean, people just don't know. You drive around. I'm driving around. There's so much traffic. So many, they don't care about that stuff. They're worried about getting their car downtown.
All right, it's Mike Ditka, brother Johnny, in danger of not getting to my list. We'll be right back and fire through the remaining items we must talk about this morning. ESPN 93.5, the new Sunny 95.3. It is ESPN 93.5, the new Sunny 95.3. Mike Ditka and brother Johnny, as we conclude our segment today, good news, guys. Hillary Clinton looks to be well-positioned.
Clinton's numbers, while they're weakening, they are strong enough that they still make her not only the most popular of the 2016 potential candidates that we asked about in the poll, but it also makes her more popular than the president.
Okay, there you go, Johnny. Hillary is positioned for 16, and I'll tell you right now, it's 2013. I'm going to run a promotion after the election, and we're going to have an over-under the first time Bill Clinton does something people say, he did what?
Well...
And Hillary go, Bill!
It's a mite early, but what Hillary does have is the Democratic Party, and they have a machine now that is basically the Republicans are at a loss. They've got it cranked up with this early voting, as well as kind of this media presentation. I don't know that the Republicans are even in play right now, but you got three more years, and then Hillary is unbeatable. probably as a Democratic candidate. But if someone in the primary like Obama comes along that can beat her, the Democrats can get her in. So I give it a pretty high probability of a Democratic president, assuming we even make it, Steve, to the next election.
Okay.
But so far, economy makes it to 2016.
Yeah. Well, Mike, I don't know, but it's it does seem like the Democrats have this thing going, and I don't know, with the demographic shift and all the Hispanics and all the African Americans, can the Republicans ever win the White House again?
You get what you tolerate. In life, you get what you tolerate. If we're willing to tolerate that as our next president, then that's what we'll get. That's all there is to it.
You know, Jimmy John...
You can talk about anything you want to talk about. It comes down to that.
Jimmy John moved his residence to Florida, and Pat Quinn, our governor in the state of Illinois, said Jimmy will find out how high taxes are elsewhere. That was his response. Jimmy said, and kind of what you said, Mike, he said, you know what? The state hasn't suffered enough to understand ramifications and consequences based on decisions like this.
Where's Governor Quinn now?
Where is Quinn? Well,
so I was waiting to jail, wasn't he?
Yeah, no,
one of those guys. Just, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you look at, the state of Texas and the state of Florida are doing pretty good. I mean, whether you like it or not, they are.
Yeah.
And you don't have to agree with their politics or the taxes or anything else. I just went through a meeting yesterday. We have a small insurance company in Florida that I'm a part of, and it's interesting. I mean, do we have any intention of taking this any further in the state of Florida? And we really don't. We really don't, because the laws there are set up such that it can be a very good situation for us.
Well, Johnny, if things go south, I'm headed to Texas, okay?
Well, I got to say that, Jimmy John's right. Illinois has maintained civilization for their citizens. But the Democratic kind of big government will take care of you for your own good. We need to control a lot of what you are going to do. Doesn't work, and it's certainly not going to work in America because of the very diversity we're so proud of. And I'll tell you, if Illinois could be one of the first to demonstrate how bad it can get. Right now they're in bad shape, Mike. And I don't know how they're going to fix some of their financial problems and some of the
they are. John, you can't fix what Illinois is going through. You can't fix right now the deficit. You can't fix the fact that the teachers are one of the highest. Teachers union are one of the highest paid. We got one of the lowest grade equivalents in the country. I mean, you can't. All that's silly. And a teacher retires at $100,000-some salary will get 80% of that in his pension. So, and the pension fund's broke. So you want to go on? I mean, somebody sent me an email on this the other day, and I sat there and I laughed. I mean, you want to live in Illinois? That was the final thing.
Yeah.
Well, we all do, but that's the point.
It's a tough situation, Johnny. There's no doubt. So.
Well, and we'll see how things go.
Yeah.
But I tell you, I kind of look forward to going home to Philo, Mike. So believe me, I'm pulling.
Listen. Don't get me wrong. Now. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Loving Illinois and living in Illinois had nothing to do
with
the politics of Illinois.
Oh, that's right. It's no question. One time, though, and this is the last thought because we've got to go. One time, Johnny, I would love Cook County to report first their vote total.
Well, they'd have
to get somebody to count them first.
Yeah, well, they might be at a point with the polling technology they'd be able to risk that because they know exactly how many votes they need.
Yeah, that's
they'd be glad to report early because they can always find a box of votes.
Well, that's true. The box in that Al Franken got in Minnesota that was in the trunk of somebody's car.
Yeah.
Come on. Unbelievable. Guys, I appreciate you. We'll call you Monday.
Take care. Enjoy it.
Thanks for the insight.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Mike Ditka, brother Johnny, always a pleasure. Mondays and Fridays, 7:30 to 8:00.